The G-Men podcast brings you inside our community and lets you listen in on the conversations that empower men to win in life and business.
Sometimes we can't wait for people to come to us. We got to go to them. Let's go. As a man, you gotta have critical thinking in a time of crisis. Be conscious of who you are connecting. Any crisis, you got what? The brotherhood. G-Man! G-Man!
A couple of years ago, I started using that phrase, the ground shakes when I walk. Right. And I didn't just make that up. Like, I didn't just start saying that just to say it. I had a conversation with my spiritual advisor during that time frame. And she's a little different. She had told me some things for years. About me that I didn't know. I mean, about me that nobody should have known, about my life that nobody should have known. And one particular time she had just, you know, she goes into these zones and she told me, she said, Grace is with you. And Grace said this and Grace said that. And she said, who is Grace? And I said, that's my grandmother, right? So she's got a gift, right? And she said to me one day, around that time when I started using the phrase, she said, you never spoke when you were younger. She said, you were always shy and quiet. And I was like, that's true. I never said anything. And she said, during that time in your life, when you were like that, you were, in a sense, miserable. Didn't know what to do with yourself, confused, kind of lost, didn't seem to fit in. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I didn't feel like I fit in anywhere. Unless I was doing certain things. And she said, you were always quiet on the outside, but you were very loud on the inside. You always talked to yourself. You thought to yourself. And she said, you always move different. And I said, yeah. And then she said, you got to this point where through some experiences in your life, you really started to open up and speak and share. And when I say speak, I'm not talking about being a speaker. And I said, yeah, I just started to see things different and feel a little different. And she said, you started to walk in your own uniqueness, in the individual that you're really supposed to be. And she said, once you started doing that, life started to shift for you. And I said, yeah. And she told me, she said, these are your strengths. And then she told me, and this is going to sound crazy, but she told me, she said, this is who you are. And she told me some things. And one of the things that she said is, she said, you're very heavy. I was like, what you mean? I'm heavy. Like, I don't feel sad or anything like that. She said, no, you're very heavy. She said, when you walk, the earth moves, the ground shakes. She said, you have a power and a presence about you. And then she went into some deeper stuff. But when she told me that I was heavy and when I walked, the ground shook, and she told me that I had power, it immediately made sense to me with who I was and what I was supposed to be doing. And then she told me, when she was explaining to me how when I was younger, I never felt comfortable. I just didn't have that great feeling that I should have had. I wasn't really, I didn't fit in anywhere. I just felt lost when I was younger. I just got to be real. And when I started saying the ground shakes when I walk, during that period of time, personally on the inside, like, and I wasn't saying it to be arrogant, but personally on the inside, yo, I felt like, I felt 100, like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is who I am. And during that little period there, when I was doing that, I felt this overwhelming calm personally in my life. And I talked to her recently, and she was telling me how, she was telling me some things, but she said, you have lost or walked away from who you are. And then she gave me some things to do. I'm saying that because each of us has this unique gift, this thing that sets us apart. It's this thing inside of us that makes us who we are. And when we are not walking in or even working in that uniqueness, that gift, life will not give us everything that we're supposed to have because we're not exercising the gift. There are some of us on this call, you ain't walking in your gift, in your uniqueness. Let me say that, not your gift, in your uniqueness. And because you're not walking in your uniqueness, you're not getting everything that you're supposed to have because you are stuck in being someone that you're not. So there's a question that's asked all the time. People ask, who are you? Who are you? And I saw a quote and I want to read it. And it says, who are you? Who you are is not a question at all. It's really about putting emphasis on your persona. For an example, if you are in a different country, and it says, even if you are in an alien country, don't forget who you are. It conveys a sense of advising someone not to forget their roots. So at the root, there's something about you, that uniqueness, those characteristics, those gifts, those strengths that help you to really be who you are. I was watching something last night and a guy told a story. And he said, the sun is the greatest thing ever created. He said, but the ant is equal to the sun. And so you say, how can an ant be equal to the sun? He said, if the ant is fulfilling the purpose of its existence as the sun is fulfilling the purpose of its existence, even though the ant is less than, it is still equal to the sun because they are both fulfilling their existence. They are both living in their own uniqueness. The sun is doing what it is supposed to be doing every single day, and the ant is doing what it is supposed to be doing every single day. There was a period when I was walking, but I was not fulfilling or walking in my own uniqueness, in my own gifts. And when you are not walking in your own uniqueness and your own gifts, you will not get the benefits or the blessings that you're supposed to get, nor will you be able to impact the world or the people in it that you're supposed to impact. Some people never become who they're supposed to be. Why? Because we are constantly looking at the sun. If we're the ant, we're always looking at the sun and wanting to be like the sun. I want to shine like the sunshine. But the ant don't do that. The ant don't say, I don't want to. The ant doesn't say, I want to be like the sun. No, the ant says, I'm going to go and be an ant. And so we see other people in their gift. We see other people in their gift. And we start to emulate their gift. I did it. Every time I got around somebody that I looked up to, I started to emulate them in their gift. We emulate characteristics. We're in a world where this is a capitalist society and we have to have money to survive, to strive, and to thrive. And so we start doing things that are against our gift to go out and make money and take care of our families. And when we do things that are against our gift, we limit the full success that we're supposed to have. So I want us to begin to think about and really understand what your gift is and what your own uniqueness is, and focus on the being. Focus on being the unique individual that you are supposed to be. All right, close your eyes one more time. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Breathe out. Deep breath in. And breathe out. So I want you to ask yourself the question, is what I'm doing with my life a result of me just doing, or is what I'm doing with my life connected to my unique gift, to who I am supposed to be? Am I doing, is my craft, is my work, or is my life connected to my unique gifts so that my unique gifts can help me to make the impact, make the decisions that I need to make so that I can advance in my life? Understanding who you are, understanding your own unique gifts will help you make better decisions in your life. When I was younger and I wasn't in my gift, I wasn't in my own uniqueness. I was being quiet on the inside. I would talk to myself all the time. I would say things to myself that I wanted to say to other people all the time. And when I was doing that in my life, I wasn't getting the success that I should have had because I wasn't being who I am. Now that I'm grown and I'm older and I'm a little more mature, even now in those times when I'm not in being who I'm supposed to be, in my own unique gifts, when I'm not exercising that, when I'm not living that, I do not make the best choices, the best decisions, because I'm making a decision based on something on the outside of me that doesn't come from the inside of me. I'm making decisions based on things or a need. And I'm not trusting, write that word down, trusting. I'm not trusting my own unique gifts in your life, in our lives, and in our business, in our marriages, in our careers, in our relationships will only truly come when we understand who we are, what our own unique gifts are. And we begin to not just walk in those gifts, but live in those gifts. So, typically, my spiritual advisor will send messages through my wife. And when we moved in the crib, I told the wife that I want to fly her down so she can come in and bless the spot and just clean it, like do the spiritual cleansing, right? And I got a message the other day. And the message the other day was, it was real strong. And she told me, she said, she told my wife to tell me, tell Kendall to get back to being who he is. And anytime she do one of those things, I got to go back and ask a question. Like, what do you mean? And I always get this vague answer, you know, and almost like this esoteric little answer. So I sent the message back. What do you mean? Be more. And she just simply said, remember that the ground shakes when he walks. What that means is things move when I move. My own uniqueness is the energy to push, the energy to make things move, the energy to see things that people don't necessarily see. When I was in that, things were moving because I was moving in my own uniqueness. There is a uniqueness about you that you have not been your true self in. You know what the uniqueness is. You know what the characteristic is, but you are not being who you are supposed to be. And until you do that, you won't get the blessings that you're supposed to get, and you won't be able to give the blessings that you're supposed to give. The preacher told me years ago, he used to have this phrase, and he would say, X, just walk in it. He just kept saying it for a long time. X, walk in it, X, walk in it. I drop him off somewhere, pick him up. Walk in it, walk in it. And one day I asked him, I was like, what do you mean walk in it? He said, you are great at what you do. The things that you know, the things that you say, but you got to walk in it in order for it to manifest what it's supposed to manifest. That unique gift that you said you had at the beginning of the call, that thing that separates you from everybody else, the thing that makes you, one of the things that makes you who you are. The question I'm asking you is, are you walking in it? In every area of your manhood, are you walking in it? Are you living it? Is the ground shaking when you walk? You got a gift of who you are. But if you're not walking in it, you're limiting the success that you can have. Are you walking in it? And if you're not walking in it, what's keeping you from it? Is it you looking at the sun and saying you want to shine like the sun? Are you doing something to make money that you know doesn't line up with your own unique gift? Are you hanging around people that are keeping you from who you are? Are you addicted? Do you see things from other people's perspective? Knowing and understanding your own uniqueness, your own gifts, your own truth helps you to see things differently than other people. And if you're not walking in your own unique gift, in who you are, you'll see life from a different perspective, thereby your decisions won't be the decisions that you need to make. I can't make decisions the way the sun makes decisions. The ant can't make decisions the way the sun makes decisions, because the ant doesn't see the world the from the same view that the sun sees the world. The sun is looking down on the earth. The ant is looking up from the earth. It's a different perception. It's a different perspective. But each has an assignment. Are you walking in your assignment based on your own perception and perspective? Every decision that you make, every move that you make, the way that you work, the life that you live, the character that you display, the conflict that you resolve, the difficult discussions that you have, the daily disciplines that you implement, all must come from or be a part of who you are and your own unique gifts. And when we are walking and when we are walking in our own unique gifts, we will not put the pressure on those that we love and that are in our family to walk other than their own unique gifts. See, stage five is about understanding who you are and walking in your own self, and also allowing people to be who they are and walk in their own selves, in their own unique gifts. So there's a challenge and there's a challenge question, but I don't want you to answer here. You don't have to answer it here. I want to do a self-check. I want to do a self-study, because one of the things that I've been doing recently is studying myself and who I really am and what I have to offer to the world as a man. Self-study. Am I walking in my own uniqueness, in my own uniqueness? Am I fulfilling the things that I'm supposed to fulfill in who I am? That's the question I want you to think about and ask yourself. Are you just focused on doing, or are you truly being? Are you putting your stuff on other people? Do you, you as the ant, are you trying to be like the sun? Or do you want the sun to even be like you? Everybody has to live their life, their own uniqueness. Allow everybody to do that, but starting with ourselves. The line is open. Comments, questions, top takeaways. Top value takeaways from what we just talked about. Line is open.
Yeah, there's value in having a spiritual coach.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, one of the things that you said is because you're not being who you are, you're not getting everything that you're supposed to get.
I was taking notes and it brought me back to a quote that I shared last night. People who are afraid to be themselves will work for people who are themselves. And just hearing you go through this morning, that being yourself and being enough go hand in hand, but because we're trying to be the sun, we're trying to live from the vantage point of others, we miss out on every opportunity that's for us at our level and in this stage of our lives and existence. And I think sometimes we have to backtrack or backpedal because we missed exactly what we were supposed to do in that moment and season, because we weren't being exactly who we needed to be, which is ourselves. And as I watch others struggle with being enough, I find the root of that, something you shared on the call, is the comparison. And if we could just stop comparing, And I get it. Having models is important. Having mentors and coaches, super important. But we're not to compare ourselves to them. We're to use their stories, the access, the assessments to help build on what we're doing and strip away all the lies and live more as who we are. Because for me, again, that quote, people who are afraid to be themselves will work for people who are themselves, is just resonating right now in this season.
Yeah, I love that.
Like, I know you since, you know, almost 20 years. And like when you walk with the pastor, you was a little like him. When you walk with E, you was a little like him. But you always came back to yourself. But then since I took this social media hiatus, I always go back to see or think about being ourselves. And over the course of different people we've been around, different people I know, it's like they've lost themselves. And it's the comparison mode, but it's social media. And it's the thing that subliminally your conscious don't even know that you're changing because you're becoming the people that you're around and you're losing yourself. And my question is, do you really know who you are now? Because we always say you are who you hang around. But when we spend so much time watching other people, listening to other people, do you lose yourself? Because you so immersed in the process of watching and consuming. And that's one of the big reasons I came off of social media, not to lose myself, but just to see the difference. And that's one question I want to ask the men, like, do you really know who you are? Because we are around so much and we can consume so much and lose the person that we are and what's for us, because we slowly slipped away and are changing into several different people.
So I'm glad you said that. So does everybody know and understand when we say stage five? If you don't, say, I don't know what stage five is. Rick, either in the chat or say it out loud. Stage five.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, good. So in the five stages of a man, of a man's life, stage one is a baby, right? Where we yearn, I'm sorry, where we cry for attention and love. Stage two is a youth, where we yearn, we desire, we really want the attention and the love. Stage three is a young male, right? Where we act out for attention and love. Stage four is a grown man, where we give attention and love. Stage five is the mature man, and we are attention and love. So stage four, as a grown man, we give attention and love, but there are times where we don't have the level of maturity. And if somebody doesn't do, say, or be who we want them to be, we might not give them the attention or the love that they need or desire because of something that they didn't do or any reason. But in stage five, you are love and you are attention, which means you are now a mature man. And this, in this instance, with finding yourself, like Alfred was saying, for me personally, it has been, it's not an event. Knowing who you are is not an event. It's a process. And as you develop in your manhood, in your maturity, you grow through stages. So even the stages, like Alfred was saying, when I was with the preacher, walk like the preacher, with E, walk like E, with Farrakhan, talk, look like all that, because I wasn't mature. I always came back to myself, because as I was going out into the world, experiencing other lives, getting and feeling some of the sun, it was helping me to grow and mature. And it's in the maturity that you really start to find out who you are. Here's the other piece to that. It's in the maturity that you have the strength to be yourself. Let that breathe. As you mature, you develop the strength to walk in yourself. I'm maturing. My man is maturing, ever maturing. And the more that I mature, the more strength I have, the more power I have to be who I am. Because now I can generate revenue. I can earn a living. I can design a life from a financial perspective based on who I am. I can speak the way I speak. I can love the way I love. I can live the way I live based on who I am, because I have been developing and growing in maturity in my stage five. So when Alfred says, do you know who you are? Some of us really don't. And it's not bad. Like, this is not a good or a bad thing. It's about, the question is, are you on the path, the ever growing, moving path of self-study, self-awareness, self-identification? Are you on that path? Or are you going down the road, as Alfred said, the comparison road? And here's what I, Bernard, to what you said, if I'm going down a road that isn't really connected to who I am, then I will attach myself to something or somebody and I'll end up being who they are. And I'm speaking from real life experience. Because it, even though I saw a measure of success in my life, I'm not seeing the full success until I fully become myself.
Well, I think the other piece of that, of what Alfred was talking about, is whether it's related to social media or its popularity, there's the likes. And we're so focused on the likes and who's watching and who's noticing and who's paying attention that we don't get a chance to just sit and discover who we really are.
Mm-hmm.
So once we stop focusing on what do people think, how do people respond, what do other people like, then you can say, you know what, this feels good. And sometimes that's the best part, but it is lonely, or it can be lonely for a season.
So that word, I love that, Jay Ross. That word, remember at the beginning of the call, I said, what is your own uniqueness, right? Can somebody give me the definition of uniqueness or unique?
One of a kind.
Say that again.
One of a kind.
Set apart. So Ross, like you said, being alone, it gets lonely, right? You are going, as men, as we begin to discover our own uniqueness, we're going to have to realize that you're going to be alone. There's going to be times where you have to be that one of a kind in the room, where you have to separate yourself, where you have to really be a man and be willing to go by yourself. That's a part of the maturity process. To Alfred and Jay Ross's point, when you make that decision to come off of social media to help you grow, develop, discover, whatever that is for you, so you're not playing the compare game, you have to set yourself apart, because the rest of the world is plugged in. And for you to walk in your own uniqueness, you have to be willing to walk alone. Yeah, I agree with that, Ross. I agree with that.
Hey, Coach, I had a mentor say it to me this way. He says, Bernard, if you want to be in the 1%, be in the 1% where you can be right now. And as simple as plugging out from social media is, that would put you in the 1% of America. You know, and if you can master it there, then you can master it in your marriage. You can master it in your money. You can master it in your mind, the content you're taking in, the books you're reading. And you can master it in your language. And a lot of times we're not looking for more ways to demonstrate our uniqueness. I like that you challenge us to look up the definition, because what it says that resonated with me was being without a like or equal, unequaled. And so many of us are trying to be so uniform. I was in the military. I was in a special ops unit. I know what it means to have somebody take your name so that you can fit in. And because I'm on this side of wearing the uniform now, I refuse to relinquish my name, my likeness, what makes me unequaled.
Good. That's good.
So just from you all's experience as stage five, do you feel like there's a point where you know without a shadow of a doubt that that you're doing or being or fulfilling your responsibility? Because I feel like for me, there's a sense of I will be obedient, but at the same time, I don't know 100%, but I'm hopeful that I am who I am, and I'm hoping and praying that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. But at the same time, there's, I guess, not 100% clarity to say, yeah, this is who you are. This is what you're supposed to do. So would you say like there's a point where the switch kind of goes towards, oh yeah, like there's no doubt? Or is there always that like hope?
Let me give you an example, Scully. What's your bench? What's your highest bench right now? Press. Max out.
I think I'm at like 250.
Good. Do you know if you can bench 300?
I don't know. I haven't tried. Good.
You don't know. But the only way for you to know would be for you to do what?
To try.
Yeah. Now, when you hit the 250, you didn't know that you could hit 250, but you had an idea because you threw up 240, right?
Yep.
You never stopped training. So you're still going to the gym, you're still lifting, you're pushing up weight. You know that you're strong, but you don't know if you're strong enough to throw up 300. So when you do get under there to attempt the 300, you're going to have somebody to come and spot you to help you lift it just in case you can't. If you can, then you'll know of a surety, yep, I can do it. And you'll move up to what? 350 or 325. But if you can't do it, then you'll just go back and keep doing what you've been doing, gradually increasing your strength, preparing yourself to get to 300. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it's not about you knowing. It is more about you being. And when you're being, you will develop the strength to help you in the next level or the next season. Just keep lifting. Keep training. Keep living and keep being. I don't want any of us when I say stage five doesn't have a ceiling. The earth is the room and the sky is the ceiling. We do not get to our full potential until we die. That's it. So even you being who you are, you're an evolving man. You're a growing man. You should be learning every day. And there are certain aspects of yourself, of your own uniqueness, that you will develop more and more and more as you mature and grow every single day. And you'll get better at being you. The more you develop and train you. Hope that helped, Scully.
Yeah, that did.
Coach, I got a question.
Yes.
As knowing that I'm one of the older gentlemen on the call, I don't believe in the adage where they say old dogs can't learn new tricks. I believe that we can learn in every day, because every day is a brand new day. What would enable somebody to learn at a quicker clip?
Don't put that pressure on yourself. You didn't get to where you are at a quicker clip. How old are you? 56, I think.
54, going 55.
All right, we're the same age. I'm 53, right? So we're the same age. How long did it take you to be 54?
Not too long. I woke up one morning and I was here.
No, that's not how it happened. It might have felt that way, but that ain't how it happened. How many years did it take you to be 54?
It took me 54 years.
Exactly, which is a long time. Now, you're here now. But for you to become or develop or grow or mature into the man that you're becoming in the next season of your life, you have to start the work. And a lot of times we'll get caught up in wanting to answer the questions. But most of the questions will be answered when you actually start to do the self-work. You're not, it's not going to be clear. The road is not going to have the sun shining on it. It's not going to look like it makes sense. You're not going to have the answers to all the questions, but you have to begin the self-work so that your questions can begin to be answered in the work. I'll say it like this. You don't learn how to play golf by reading a book. You can understand the game of golf by reading the book. But the only way for us to learn how to play the game is by, somebody say it.
By playing it.
By playing the game. So Franklin, just start playing the game. Start doing the work and stop trying to figure it out. And in this season, it's more of a, let me go ahead and work it out. Let me feel it out. Let me begin to play the game. Let me start doing the first things first that I need to do and get some movement going, get some momentum going. And it starts with the self-study. It starts with the self-awareness, finding out your own uniqueness, your own gifts. And let's all of us, especially my OGs, let's stop trying to redeem the time that we lost, that we might have tricked off in life, and start creating the new experience, the new life from where we are and where we're going and beyond. Because that's where the life that you live help you to get here. Those experiences were a part of your life. They're to help you grow and develop into the next man that you're going to become. But if you stay in your past, you'll never be prepared for your future. So start today and focus on where you are and where you want to go and begin to build Franklin today. I hope that helped.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's work on being our best man. And work on us, work on self, work on your manhood, work on your unique gift, work on who you are, work on your perspective and your perception. Y'all have a great grind day. We'll talk soon.
You have been listening to the G-Men podcast. Like, review, and share this episode if something you heard challenged you to grow and positioned you to lead. The G-Men community exists to allow men to connect through group coaching, training calls, online workshops, and location-based retreats. Join the movement at GMENWorldwide.com.